Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. This is Lee Brekeen, host of the Sports Scouting Report. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Today's show is going to be about the LSU Southern recap, also LSU Mississippi State, kind of preview that a little bit, and also some high school information. I'm going to talk about Parkview Baptist in Baton Rouge and Springfield High School, Ascension Christian, and then also Catholic and New Iberia. I had a chance to see all these teams play recently and just want to share some good stuff on these kids and the programs and the coaches. But let's go ahead and get started about the LSU Southern game. That I was actually at the game this past weekend. The bands were incredible. You know, if you didn't go to the game, I mean, the Southern band and the LSU band combining at the end was great. The music was incredible. It's probably the best halftime show I've been to in a long time. Really enjoyed the game. I mean, LSU scored 65 points and could have scored a lot more. Hats off to LSU for, you know, taking a lot of the starters out after the first quarter. What did we learn from this game with LSU is the key. What did we learn? The one thing we did learn is that Nussmeier is not there yet, but, you know, I've been to several practices at LSU, like a lot of media people, and he looks good in practice. He's just got to do it in games. And I think Nuss just needs more playing time. As far as the starter, Jaden Daniels, at quarterback, I really love how he runs. I mean, everybody loves his athletic ability. The biggest concern I have is that will he be able to sit in the pocket and throw and hit pockets in SEC games? Because Mississippi State's going to be the test of all tests because they're going to be able to make him stay in the pocket. They'll box him in. And what I mean by that, they have the athletes to keep him from breaking, you know, long runs, you know, as much as he wants to run. And hopefully he'll settle down, Jaden will settle down and throw the ball, set his feet in the pocket, and throw the ball over the middle and throw the ball down the field, you know, against a really good defense. And look, Mississippi State has a really good defense this year. I watched them against Memphis, and I watched them the other night against Arizona, like a lot of people listening did, if you stayed up late like me Saturday. You know, but getting back to the Southern game, I really liked how Greg Penn has stepped up a little bit, the linebacker from Maryland, from DeMatha High School, true sophomore, number 30, a really good player. I really liked that Micah came back, Bakersfield, and really looked good, had that pick six. You know, he had that punt block his freshman year, remember, in 2019, the year LSU won it all, against Vandy, and he scored. Remember, he blocked the punt and scored. So this is not the first time he has scored a touchdown as a defensive player. I think Savion Jones looked great. You know, Savion, the redshirt freshman from St. James High School for LSU, defensive end, I think he's more stronger this year. He looks quicker. He looks like the old high school Savion Jones. And if he continues to become what I think he can, I mean, they're going to be really deep at DN. You know, they've got Ollie Gay. They've got BJ on the outside, on the other side. And then you have Savion, who got a chance to step up and look great. You know, he had a sack, had a couple of tip passes. See, I think he had 5 or 6 tackles. But Savion Jones is going to be great. You know, LSU's going to have to – they're like everybody else. They're not deep at D-tackle inside, but they've got enough. Jacoby and Guillory is good. You know, Miki Wingo from transfer from Missouri is a good player. And they got a chance to play a couple of their young freshman D linemen that they signed in the class, which I think is really good for LSU. Wes Weeks got a chance to play a lot from Virginia, the linebacker transfer. Didn't dominate, but looked good. Demario Tolan played a lot. Harold Perkins had 7 tackles, the freshman from Texas at linebacker, and I think he's coming on. And so linebacker's going to be better. I think the Southern game, really what you learned is special teams was cleaned up. Jaden Daniels was a little bit more calmer and had a big game. I was impressed. He did throw the ball better. The offensive line's got to play better, though, against State. That's the key. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the Mississippi State matchup this week for LSU. Go over Mississippi State, their team, and also talk about some high school football later in the show. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. I want to thank our sponsors for the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen, and I want to really do a big shout-out to Medin's Collision Center in Baton Rouge. They're on Kincaid Avenue. Give them a call at 357-7983. They are incredible as far as doing any body work you need on your car or truck. Call Chris Medin, Domenica Medin, or Jesse Medin, the general manager. Give them a call at 357-7983. Great people. Been in business for many years in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Continuing on with Mississippi State, they've got a talented team coming up. I mean, you know, their quarterback, Rodgers, he's got a chance to be an All-American. I've been watching this kid. I mean, he's out of Brandon, Mississippi. They've had a lot of great ones come out of Brandon, Mississippi, by the way, lately. But Will Rogers, not the actor, but the football player, has got a great arm. He struggled a little bit in 2021 and got better as the year went on, though. They do a good job of throwing the ball, and it's going to be a spread offense. They're going to come at you, you know, fast. They're going to try and wear you out. They're going to try and make you make tackles within a yard or two from the line of scrimmage. LSU's going to have to play a lot of defensive players. They're going to be challenged at DB, LSU will be, and linebacker. They don't throw their tight end very much, but they do have a very big offensive line that I'm very impressed with. I mean, they've got five pro prospects probably, and one's a former LSU center. That's right. Their starting center is Cole Smith that transferred from LSU 4 years ago. He's their starting center on the number 57. They got a huge O-line. Grant Jackson, 6'6", 315. Cameron Jones, 6'5", 315. LaQuinston Sharp, 6'3", 310. He's a senior. He's going to get drafted probably. And another senior, Kertravius Johnson, 6'7", 320. Has a chance to be an NFL starter. Their receiving core, the guy that really impresses me the most is Rufus Harvey, who's from Starksville. 5'9", maybe 155, soaking wet, but runs a 4.39. He's only a sophomore and does a lot of great passes underneath. He's their slot guy. Austin Williams is their possession receiver from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, 6'3", about 210. He's been starting now for 3 years for Mississippi State. They have tons of talent at receiver. I mean, this team is loaded. They got Rara Thomas, who's a big 6'2", 200-pound sophomore, number zero. They got a guy named Caleb Ducking, who's 6'5", 200, a senior. A lot of ability with him. And they got a guy named Jordan Mosley, who's a 6-foot, 190-pound redshirt freshman, and a guy named Jaden Whaley, 6 foot 190, runs 4.4 from D'Iberville, Mississippi. There's a lot of great talent at receiver for this team. And look, they've got good running backs too. Dylan Johnson comes back at 6 foot 215 out of Greenville, Mississippi. He's a good running back for them. And they've got other backs. Jacravius Marks, 5'10, 210, a junior, who started last year for them as well. We're going to go take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit about Mississippi State's defense and their best players from Louisiana, from Ameet, Louisiana. We'll talk about that right back. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Welcome back. I want to thank a great sponsor of ours, Gage. Be sure to if you need a generator, speaking of, you know, we're still in hurricane season, you want to give them a call. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Give them a call at 225-753-4243. That's Gage. They do a great job. Great, your partner in technology, Gage in Baton Rouge. Speaking of the defense, continuing on for Mississippi State, they have a lot of good speed, man. They're fast, and they're going to challenge LSU. I mean, they can run at linebacker. They can run at D-line. They got a big D-line that's very athletic, and they've got some very good corners, tall corners. One of them's from Bossier City, Louisiana. We'll talk about him in a minute, but their best defensive player is from Ameet, Louisiana, Tyrus Wheat, 6'2", 260. He can get in coverage. He's a DN. He's an outside linebacker. He's a freak. Runs about a 4.7. Will get highly drafted, maybe second round, maybe first round. Now, here's a guy, 6'2", 265 probably. Mike can run 4.6. Went to a junior college out of Ameet, Louisiana, and then signed with State about 3 years ago. He's going to be trouble for LSU's tackles. And they've got other talent. Jordan Davis, a big DN, 6'4", 270, a senior that can move. Nathan Pickering, a big D-tackle. I think he'll get drafted. He's a senior, 6'4", 290. Number 22, be sure to watch out for him. And also, Tyra Sweet's number two. Those guys are really athletic, and they really can cover in pass coverage too, which is scary. They've got other defensive tackles, Jaden Crumby, 6'5", 315, senior. Cameron Young, 6'3", 315, senior. These are all homegrown kids from Mississippi that can move. Very good players. You know, they've got some Randy Charlton, who's a transfer from Central Florida, senior, NFL prospect, 6'3", 270, DN, number five. I'm telling you, their DNs are as good as LSU's or better. And that's the sleeper part about Mississippi State. They can really come after you on passing downs. They're good against the run. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about Mississippi State's linebackers and DBs and the ability they have to really shut you down. I mean, they've got great, great players. I saw them against Arizona. Saw them against Memphis. They do a great job. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. We're going to continue talking about Mississippi State and the LSU game this week. Later in the show, we'll talk about the high schools, some high schools to talk about Louisiana and some players. The LSU-Mississippi State matchup is going to come down to getting off the field on defense for LSU. You cannot let Mississippi State get first down after first down after first down on third and five, third and four, because there's going to be a lot of third and fives. Because they're going to throw the ball 2 to 3 yards. You got to come up and stop it. And they'll just nickel and dime you all day. And that's what Coach Leach does. He's good at doing that. He's only got about four plays throwing the ball. And every now and then they'll hit you with a draw with these two running backs we mentioned, Marks and Johnson, both 215-pound running backs. And Will Rogers is one of the best quarterbacks in the country. This is going to be a tough game for LSU at home. But let's talk about their defense, their DBs. Jalen Green is a transfer from Texas. He's a senior. He's a big guy, 6'1", about 200 pounds. He's very physical against the run and a very good player covering, too. And then also a local homegrown talent from Louisiana out of Bossier High School at corner, Demarion Richardson, 6'2", 190. He is a lockdown corner. And the other side, they have a first-round pick corner by the name of Emmanuel Forbes, who's 6'1", 180, runs 4.4. He'll be an NFL guy. And at linebacker, they've got a big-time leader back. A big-time leader back at linebacker for this team that's coming back, that's done a great job for the program. I'm going to get his name in a second here, but his name is Jet Johnson from Mississippi, 6'3", 245. Huge kid. He's been starting for 3 years. Very tough against the run. Jet, J-E-T-T, Johnson, very good player for Mississippi State. I mean, this is a very talented Mississippi State team. If there's a weakness, it might be their kicking game. They struggle a little bit kicking the ball. But, I mean, this is really going to challenge. I mean, can LSU's defense, especially linebackers, can they step up? Can Greg Penn, can Harold Perkins, can Micah Bakersville? I mean, can LSU's linebacking core, Mike Jones, can they really hang with these guys? It's going to be, and can LSU score? You've got to be able to score some points in this game because LSU might give up some points. I mean, State's probably good for 28 points in this game. Because LSU's, if they're going to be dominant on defense, it's too early. I want to thank another sponsor before we take a break, John Harvey Toyota. If you're looking for a used car or a new car, Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk high school football, and I'll give out my prediction for the score for LSU-Mississippi State at the end of the show, but we're going to talk about high school football when we come back. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. We're going to talk a little high school football. Before we do that, I want to thank Gros Savon, our big sponsor out of right around Lake Charles and outside of Lake Charles. It's a true sportsman's paradise, man. I'm telling you, if you want to go fishing, hunting, eco tours, freshwater, saltwater, give them a call. Book a trip today, 337-598-2357. I just went fishing about 2 weeks ago, saltwater fishing in Big Lake, and, man, we caught almost 60 trout. Including a guide, and it was really a fun trip. Man, just there's nothing like fishing. And then if you're a hunter, you know, give them a call. Gros Savon. Speaking of high school football, I had a chance to see Parkview Baptist play recently, and I want to give a shout-out to their coach, Stephon LaFleur's from – you know, played at Christian Life way back as a quarterback, played at Louisville, was All-American as a quarterback, has done a really good job at Parkview. They don't have the numbers they used to have, but, man, they have a quality team this year. And I just want to tell you that they got a chance to be really good come playoff time, and they beat two good teams so far, Dunham, and they beat a really good Catholic in New Iberia. That's the game I went to, and I'm really impressed with the conditioning this team has. They're strong, and they've got a good young quarterback who's improved a lot. Big-time quarterback locally for them. Johnson is a very good – Abram Johnston, remember the name, number 5. He's only a junior this year. He's really improved. I mean, the kid's really, really calm and collective on the field. He makes great decisions, got a good arm. They've got a good running game. They got a good linebacker named Wesley Marin, who's a new guy, number 44. Got a junior. He's a junior. Got some good running backs. Got some good players on the O-line. Not a deep team, but, again, a very, very athletic and strong, tough team. Jay Richardson's a good DB receiver, and they've got a great linebacker, Micah Johnson, who's a 6'2", 235-pound senior that had a pick six. They went for about 60 yards Friday night. Micah's a big-time recruit, I think, for a lot of schools, even LSU, I think. And then I want to talk about Catholic and New Iberia. They really look good. They've got some young talent, man. They got kids like Christopher Green, William Russell, a senior, number 19, a great player. Javon Brown, their big 6 foot, 240-pound running back, who's only a junior. Really a lot of talent, young talent. Catholic of New Iberia, coached by Coach Watney, who played at Northwestern State and played at Holy Cross in high school. They've got a young team that's going to be great for a couple of years. They might not have the greatest record this year. They'll find a way maybe to make the playoffs. But keep an eye on Catholic and New Iberia. They really got a good team coming back. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to mention Springfield and give a shout-out to Ascension Christian when we come back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. Before we talk about high school football, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, the Bug Man Professional Pest Control. Give them a call, 225-923-2847 or 923-BUGS, the Bug Man. They're in New Orleans, Ascension Parish, Lafayette, Baton Rouge. Paul Solvant's a great guy, the owner. They've been doing my house for over 15 years. And if you don't want bugs around or termites, and they'll get rid of anything that needs to be getting rid of as far as, you know, insects and rodents. They'd even do that. So give them a call, the Bug Man, or give them a call today to set up help in your house, man, because this is termite season as well for a lot of people at their residential homes and businesses. We want to go ahead and go back to high school football. Before we end the show, I want to talk about Springfield High School, a good job Ron Serpas is doing. He's been there almost 15 years. Springfield's got a young quarterback named Luke Husser, who's 6'5", 220, only a sophomore. He's going to be a great player. They've also got some big linemen. I was impressed with Walton Lee, who's about 280, 6 foot, and also Walter Lee, who's about 5'11", 300 pounds. Both of these guys can move. Tyler Gardner, 6'4", 290, only a junior. A lot of talent at Springfield. I also want to give a shout-out to Ascension Christian. They have a really good ball club, and they do a great job at Ascension Christian. They only started with 8 kids in the school a little over 16 years ago, and now they have 249 kids in the school. It's a growing school in Ascension Parish. They don't have their quarterback, who got hurt in week one, Aiden Carter, but they have a lot of young talent coming up. And let me give a shout-out. Aiden Carter's missed the year because of an injury, but this is a kid that could be a D3 talent. He's got a strong arm. It's about 5'9", 180, be a great D3 quarterback. Was probably going to throw for 3,000 yards this year and got hurt in the first game, had a freak injury, and wanted to give a shout-out to this kid. I saw him at the game. He was on the sidelines supporting his team, which you love to see. And they have a lot of good young players, Trevor Russell, J.P. Cuvion, Jack Brady, Watt Stafford, Braden Duke, Josh Green, Elijah Williams, a kid named Zaid Richmond, who's only an eighth grader. He's going to be a D1 player one day from Ascension Christian. A lot of young talent coming up. Josh Purer has done a great job there, the head coach. I hope everybody enjoyed the show today. We will see everybody on Wednesday, and we've got a great guest, and that guest is Jamie Bice, former LSU football player, former DB, now a current judge in Lake Charles. And Friday, we have Silliman High School. That's right, Silliman High School out of Clinton, Louisiana. Be sure to go to our website if you want to get our magazine, our preview magazine, North or South. We have limited copies now because we've had so many people get the copies. 2022 football preview, all 300 high schools inside, all 12 colleges. Perfect buying color magazine. Go to website lafootballmagazine.com to order a copy or a digital copy. That's lafootballmagazine.com. Hope everybody has a great Monday. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.